Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. We are here for the final Big Brother Canada 9 live feed update of the season, the final proper one, at least. I will be back to do game recaps as per usual, but we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday and today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. And with me today is Scally. How you doing, Brian? Scally.
I am. Oh, I was gonna say
your name is Brian Scally on the thing.
Yeah, so. It does show up there. I will have to edit that. But no, I'm good. I am excited. I feel like finally we actually got a little bit more than we were promised, and the feed stayed up. We got real conversations, which lead me to believe we can take a real look at how this final three may play out and look back on the season a little bit. You know, overall excited.
All right. Well, we are here. We're going to talk about, again, what happened yesterday and today on the live feeds. We have a veto winner, and we have a prediction on what that veto winner might do. But we do not know for sure. So it's going to be interesting here. Yesterday was day 63 in the house. Today was day 64. And let's get into it. So yesterday, we had just a few conversations here and there about various things. Kiefer and Ty talked about how Jed and Beth are definitely the villains of the season. Kiefer says that he's just one competition away from making it to finale night. He's definitely going to make the final two if he wins this veto. And all he needs to do is, if he wins the veto, then they can talk about who they'd rather compete against in the final three, because he thinks, Kiefer tells Ty, they both will take me to the final two, both Tara and Brayden, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, two things that are very common. Talking crap about the most recently evicted house guest in order to bond a little bit, and Kiefer telling everyone how good his game is. So nothing out of the ordinary here, basically to be expected, and might impact a little bit of what's coming up.
Yes. Kiefer's very wrong about that, by the way. I don't think anybody is taking him to the final two. Kiefer also talks to Tara. Tara is relieved after the awards show because she feels like, oh, Canada doesn't hate me. She has been reassured somehow that Canada does not hate her. So she's talking about that a lot yesterday. Kiefer tells Tara that he's worried that Ty and Brayden would want to make a big move and take him out if they won the veto. Telling that to Tara. Big move. Great. Take me out.
Yeah. Don't advertise yourself as a big move right now, especially to someone who may have that final vote. Not a great move here, Kiefer.
He says he'd rather be cut at the final four than the final three.
Okay, so here's how you make me less bitter. Definitely good to know.
He says, if Ty and Braden went to they start talking about, okay, if Ty and Braden go to the end together, who would we vote for? Tara says she would vote for Braden. Kiefer says, well, he would have voted for Ty, he thinks. And she says, well, maybe if Ty won everything from here on out, maybe she would give it to Ty. But she said, you know, Beth wanted Braden to win on her way out the door. I think Ro wants Braden to win. I'm going to vote Braden. Kiefer's like, yeah, and then with me, that's four. That's enough.
Yeah, well, hey, for Kiefer, definitely, you know, want to make Ty look like a bigger threat than Braden here. It's in order, you know, playing down Braden's threat level, definitely not ideal at this moment for Kiefer, but doesn't stop him anyway.
Yes. Ty and Tara are going to talk a little bit. Ty says that he's relieved that he doesn't have to make the decision this week. And she says that nothing will probably be decided until after the veto is won, which I think is true. Kiefer and Braden talk a little bit. They talk about how anyone can win the game at this point. Kiefer says something. He says this game is not about thriving. It's about surviving. To which I would reply, this season, maybe.
Yeah, this game that you are currently playing. Sure, the game as a whole. No, this season has been week to week. See who makes, because any move could be made. You do not know what's coming tomorrow, let alone the rest of the season. So definitely surviving is the number one most important thing this season in particular.
Yes. Tara's going to talk to Braden. She says worst case scenario is Kiefer winning because she doesn't know what Kiefer would do. She's sure that Kiefer has told both Braden and Tara that he's going to keep them both. And yeah, he has. She says that Beth let her know that Tina was actually part of the Sunsetters as well. And that was kind of upsetting to her. And honestly, seems to be one of the primary factors that she may be against Kiefer here.
Yeah, it was, you know, great for Kiefer when he was pitching to Tina and Tara about how he doesn't want to work with the trio and doesn't bring up Tina's name as also part of that alliance. But now didn't disclose enough information in the past here, Kiefer. And unfortunately, it seems to be coming back to bite him.
Yes. Tara does say that if it's not her, she would want Braden to win. She will be campaigning for him in the jury. She says she already knows what she's going to say when she puts Braden's key in the box. And I believe her.
Yeah. Yeah. Ideally, you do not want to be putting a key in that box, but it seems that Tara has already thought about that possibility and really just accepted it. So again, you know, seems like Tara already is leaning a certain way if she had her choice in who to keep around, and see how that plays out.
Yes. And also take that into consideration with the exit interview that I did with Beth yesterday. And things are starting to look not great for Ty, as Beth made it very clear to me that Ty would not be getting her vote, and that basically that she believes that Jed would go along with that as well. So if Beth, Jed, and Tara are all voting Braden over Ty in a final two situation, then Braden only needs one more vote. Kiefer is clearly open to it. I think Tina would be open to it. I think Ro would be open to it. And that's the bare minimum. Maybe Ty, maybe he should have thought about jury management a little bit.
Like, I don't even care about jury management.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, could come back to bite him. I don't think that anything is super locked in stone as far as the juries go. We have seen times and times again where what we see on the episode or even in an exit interview may not line up with exactly how they are going to end up voting again. I think having Beth in that jury house against you may not be the worst person to have against you in that jury house if they are constantly campaigning. Definitely not a good sign to start with for Ty here.
Yeah, and I will say to this as well that I've seen some people saying like, oh, but what if she has the Raven effect? What if she goes into the jury and she's campaigning against Ty and it actually makes people want to vote for Ty even more or, you know, whatever. The problem is that, first of all, the Raven effect was that Raven was campaigning for Paul, but nobody liked Raven. And also, like, I think the Raven effect is vastly overblown Paul did get 4 of the 9 votes. He was 1 vote away, and it was the 5 people that voted against Paul that made the pact to not vote for Paul together that were never voting Paul. They weren't convinced by Raven to not vote for Paul. So Raven didn't actually cost Paul any votes, I don't think. She just wasn't effective in campaigning in the jury. And it's very possible that Beth is not effective in campaigning in the jury. However, Raven did have Matt voting with her, right? And I think that Beth will have Jed voting with her.
Yeah, I do think that's very possible. So we shall see how that plays out. But again, I think especially with one more juror really going to have some time to spend there, I think it's going to come down to them, and their final word also is going to be pretty impactful. So I'm curious to see how all these jury votes do end up playing out in the end.
Yeah, Ty's best hope is that he manages to swing Beth back over. In my opinion, Beth is a key vote for him here. And I think it's possible that he could get her vote, but he would need to send people out with the right message. Unfortunately, he has said that he wants the next person to leave to say F you to Beth on behalf of
him.
So, maybe not quite so much. Maybe in the final 2 speech, he'll do something.
Yeah, it's a good thing that they do not get a pen and paper, because I would not put it past them to be handing a note for Beth. And that is not what we need right now, Ty. Like, let's keep the energy positive moving forward.
So she asks Brayden, do you and Ty really have feelings for each other? And Brayden's like, I don't know, maybe. And the feed's cut, of course. But I just can't have it with, like, because again, I've said this all season. Somebody is going to win this season. It does not mean they did something right, because nobody is doing anything right ever. All 4 of these people, terrible all the time. What are you doing, Brayden? Talking about maybe I've got, I don't know. Maybe there are real feelings. You know what else Brayden did? We'll talk about it later. I'll get there. But either way, Kiefer's throwing himself under the bus. Brayden's throwing himself under the bus. Ty, not caring about jury management.
And that's the thing that's kind of put me at peace, almost at peace with whoever wins, whoever gets voted out, whatever happens. Like, it's what this season deserves at this point. Like, nothing's predictable, no one's playing correctly, and that just is what it is. It's made for very fun feeds, it's made for fun decisions and unpredictable outcomes, but no one is going to be ranking towards the top half of my winner rankings, let alone very likely towards the bottom.
Yeah, they do agree that they would take each other to the final 3. And Tara says that Kiefer would be very surprised if she did that. She says the reason is that Ty is going to cut her no matter what. She knows that Ty will take Brayden, but Ty will also take Kiefer. You know who told that to her? Kiefer.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's never told Tara that he plans on taking Kiefer because he doesn't? Ty.
Yep. Yeah, no, Kiefer has just had a pattern of always putting like more information out there than he should be, talking his game up more than he should be. And I think it's led to a lot of people having a high opinion of Kiefer's game, because Kiefer has such a high opinion of Kiefer's game. But Kiefer really needs to be winning these endgame comps if he wants to convert on all of the talking he's done all season. And so far, like everyone's pointed out, since the double eviction, that's not been the case for Kiefer. So we are looking at probably a dead end here for him.
All right. Well, the feeds go down for the veto. They come back up early, early this morning, which is really late last night. And we discover that Tara has won the power of veto, the final 4 veto. Tara will be deciding between Brayden and Kiefer for who to evict, who will be going to the final 3 with her and Ty. We hear from Ty and Brayden. Ty says it's very frustrating that this has happened, but it is what it is. They're worried, him and Brayden, about Tara winning in the final 3. Ty is very irritated because Tara doesn't even need the money. She just wants a new driveway. And he plans on telling Tara that everybody loses standing next to Kiefer, so why would you keep him in the game? Which could backfire, considering one of the main reasons Tara may evict Kiefer is that she thinks Ty will bring Kiefer to the final two. And if Ty tells her that Kiefer beats everyone in the final two, then she may discover or make it may click in her head that, oh, maybe that means Ty isn't bringing Kiefer to the final two. Thus, I might want to keep Kiefer to the final three. But we'll talk about that in just a second. Ty also thinks that Kiefer would not have cut Brayden if he had won. That Kiefer would have been loyal to their thing. So that's what's going on last night. We get to this morning. Tara talks to Brayden. She says, let's talk through Tara's options here, right? Tara has to choose between Kiefer and Brayden. Now on the surface, this is kind of a tough choice because, if you don't cut Kiefer, you look kind of like an idiot because they've all been saying Kiefer's going to win this game. All Kiefer needs to do is win that final three HOH and boom, Kiefer has won the game. However, knowing what we know, right? We're in a situation where if Tara cuts Kiefer here at the final four, Brayden and Ty take each other to the end. We know that with 100% certainty. Tara needs to win the final three HOH to win the game. If she does win the final three HOH, she does win the game, I believe. She wins it. She's got a 33% chance to win that final three HOH and win the game. If she cuts Brayden, then Kiefer goes to the end. There's a 33% chance, theoretically, that Kiefer wins that final three HOH and Kiefer wins the game. However, we know that Ty knows he can't beat Kiefer. There's a decent chance that Ty takes Tara. Tara takes Ty. And there's a very good chance that Tara can beat Ty, as we just discussed. There are at least two guaranteed votes against Ty in the jury, rooting for Tara. If you add on to that, potentially Tina's vote and potentially Kiefer's vote, then you're looking at, a situation where Tara may be able to beat Ty. Now, I do not think that is guaranteed at all. I think that if Tara is the one to cut Kiefer and take Ty, I think she wins over Ty. If Ty is the one to win and cut Kiefer and take Tara, then Ty would be the favorite to win. But basically what we're looking at here as well is that Kiefer has not won a competition since the double eviction when the jury started. He is not good at his days. I've pointed this out from a long time ago. He gets days wrong when he studies. He is not good at them. And I think that Kiefer by far has the worst chances of winning the final three HOH. Final three HOH historically has always had a lot of physical elements to it. Now, this season has had significantly less physical stuff in it in the competitions. However, that does not mean that there won't be at least some physical component of the final three as it historically has always had. So that is disadvantageous to Kiefer alone. And then even if there aren't any physical components, again, there's always days. There's always trivia about days and stuff like that. And Kiefer is the worst at those things as well. So I think that if you're looking at what should Tara do, in my opinion, if she cuts Kiefer, she's got a 1-in-3 chance against two better competitors at winning that final three HOH. If she cuts Brayden, then she has a much better chance at winning that final three HOH herself, and that's her best win condition. And then the difference is that even if she doesn't win the HOH, she still has a chance to win, whereas she does not have a chance if Brayden is still in the game. And so for me, it does kind of feel like the right move here, and pretty solidly the right move here, is to evict Brayden. And that means that Kiefer has a very good argument if and when they have a conversation.
Yeah, it seems like things are lined up. And the problem being with everyone knowing that the jury thinks Kiefer played the best game, Kiefer thinks Kiefer played the best game, everyone thinks Kiefer played the best game, passing up on that shot, even if it is the right move, the jury is probably going to question you and think, why did you let this opportunity pass you by? Tara, you won the veto. He's right there. He voted to evict you in the past. He's playing the best game. Why aren't you evicting him? Now, if she can win that final HOH and evict him then, probably all's right in the world by the jury's eyes and Tara gets the win. But if you give Ty that opportunity to evict Kiefer in the final three instead, where you just passed up on that opportunity where you had it, not sure how favorably the jury will look back on that. And that is probably what's going through Tara's head right now, if she's thinking logically, which who knows on this season. But I think that ultimately Brayden going is probably the better move for her, but I can see why she is so conflicted. For sure.
Yeah. And you can sort of see that, right? But where it's like, I mean, first of all, I do think the jury would understand that she's making a choice between a guaranteed duo and the bigger threat. However, even if we say that the jury thinks that Tara is terrible for not taking the shot at Kiefer, right? Let's say that Ty wins the final three HOH after Tara doesn't cut Kiefer, and Ty brings Tara and Tara doesn't win because she didn't cut Kiefer. She wasn't going to win if Ty won that final three HOH with Brayden there.
True.
She got second place instead of third place. Let's say that that Kiefer wins and Kiefer ends up winning the game. Well, if that had been Brayden and Brayden had won the final three HOH, Brayden, she would have gotten third place again. So it doesn't really matter. And if you're looking at Brayden versus Kiefer, I would say that Brayden is more likely to win than Kiefer. So again, even there, you're like, okay. If she wins the final three HOH, she wins in either scenario. So I feel like it, when you get down to it, it actually becomes kind of a no-brainer. But it does seem very complicated on the surface.
And especially when you factor in, like, look at Tara's pitching to Beth when Beth had, it was HOH and voting. Like, Tara was saying, like, I can't win this game. The $20,000 will mean a lot to me and my family. I want to get there more than anything. You can beat me. Take me. And while I don't think that Tara has given up on winning the game, especially at this point, I think that she's, you know, realized that battling against Jed, a couple other things have compounded to where Tara has a chance to win this game that she may not have had a couple weeks ago in her eyes. And so it comes down to now again, for Tara, if she goes with Kiefer even more so, she should be guaranteeing her spot at that end, which as of a couple weeks ago seemed to be her priority.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So so she's going to talk with Brayden. She says, if I cut Kiefer, it'll be really hard. If I do that, he is a parent too. And that's really hard for her. She says, the only thing I have here, Brayden, is that will you take Ty to the end? It's like, not necessarily. I don't think so. You know, Brayden's doing his usual Brayden thing where he's just, I mean, yeah, for sure. Not that. She says, well, here's the thing, Brayden. Kiefer already told me that he wants to go to the final three with me and Ty because he knows that both of us will take him and then he'll win the game. So I know that Ty is taking Kiefer. I know that Ty is cutting me either way. Brayden's like, I don't know. I don't think Ty would cut Kiefer. Sorry. I don't think Ty would take Kiefer. I messed that up. He says, I don't know. I don't think Ty would take Kiefer. I said the thing he should have said. I said the Good Place version of this conversation. No, we're in the Bad Place, and Tara is saying that Ty would definitely take Kiefer, and Brayden is saying, no, I don't think he would take Kiefer.
Yeah, you know, this is Brayden. Brayden is great socially, and I think he can probably still overcome this blunder, but Brayden, like, he's going to be nice and tell you what you want to hear and like be pretty honest and still make Tara feel pretty good overall in the conversation. But if she's actually evaluating what he's saying, like, it's not 100% great for her.
Yes. And one thing I forgot to mention is that last night after the veto competition, Ty and Brayden stayed up late talking about how they're frustrated that Tara won and she's going to have a new driveway. And then Brayden slept in Ty's bed for the night, which was a choice. She says that Tara tells Brayden, Beth told me a lot. She told me that Tina was a sunsetter and that Kiefer never told her. Because Kiefer has Tina's vote in the jury. So it's clear to me that not necessarily are we in a situation where I think Tara is thinking logically. I think she is thinking in terms of Kiefer has done harm to me in this game. He lied to me about Tina. I can't believe Tina would choose Kiefer over me. That's frustrating. Kiefer he voted me out in the fake double. She's listing all of these reasons why Kiefer has wronged her. And she's not really talking about what is best for her game. I think mostly because she genuinely sees herself in a situation where both situations mean she has to win the final three HOH. She genuinely thinks that Ty takes Kiefer and that Brayden takes, Ty and that Kiefer takes Ty and that nobody takes her. She doesn't realize that there's a situation where people might take her because Kiefer himself has been talking about how nobody would take her and they would take him.
If only one person here was making the right move, this would be so much cleaner and easier. We would have like a very clear idea of what was going to happen. But unfortunately, every single person is fumbling the ball right at the finish line. And it's made it more exciting, though. We'll say that.
Yeah. Kiefer talks to Ty. He says he thinks that Tara is going to keep him, but he doesn't want to push very hard. And boy, is that true. Kiefer says that Tara has a better resume than Ty. To Ty's face, he's later going to tell Tara that he does plan on voting for her over Ty. So that watch out for that. Kiefer says that they just need to beat Tara in this next round. So Ty now has some dirt on Kiefer if he wants to help push for Kiefer to go. But again, that could backfire. Who knows? But it leads us to the final conversation of the live feeds as they cut after this conversation ends. And boy, is it representative of this season as a whole. Kiefer talks to Tara. And I've got this whole thing down. So get ready. Strap in. Tara says, here's the thing. I think that Brayden can beat me in a final two. I think that you can beat me in a final two. My concern, Kiefer, is that you would take Ty. And Kiefer says, no, I'm not taking Ty. I still feel burned by Ty. When they put me up on the block, I know that he was part of that decision. I will take you to the end, Tara. She says, okay, but Beth told me that you have a final two with both Brayden and Ty. He says, no, I'm taking you. You know that Ty is taking Brayden, 100%. She says, okay, but Jed told me that you're for the boys. Kiefer is for the boys. This is a big deal. This is something that's been going on. Beth and Jed talked about how Kiefer will always choose the boys over a woman. He doesn't want a woman to win. He says, absolutely not. I've got daughters. I hate that this is a narrative. I am not for the boys. If I was for the boys, why would I have been working so closely with you and Tina all game? Jed is probably just pissed that I snaked him. And she says, I don't know. I don't think he knew how much you had snaked him at that point. And he goes, ugh, I wish I just won the veto. It's up to you. I did vote you out.
great time to remind her of that. Yeah, not ideal. Kiefer, well, I wouldn't say Kiefer has been for the boys of the house overall. Like, it's very, look at Kyle and Ro. Kiefer is not for every guy in this house. But at one point, Kiefer very much was for the boys being Ty and Jed. And I think that was true. Kiefer was more like enthusiastic about moving forward with them than he seemed to be about Beth or Tina or some of the women in his alliance. But I think that that has gotten a little bit like turned into the narrative of Kiefer is for the men in this game. Again, like that being Ty and Brayden now, where that is not necessarily true. But Kiefer is also not doing a great job of combating this. But like saying you have daughters isn't going to convince me that you are not working with Ty and Brayden here.
Yeah. He said, so this whole conversation is Kiefer, typical Kiefer, bouncing back and forth between, oh, fine, just vote me out. And, but it is better for your game. So he does make, I would say, like, he's like 60% of the way there. He does not land the points he needs to make. And then every time he gets to the 60% mark, he chops it back down to 20%. So he says, look, I am the best option for somebody to take you. They will take each other. Whichever of the final three win in the final three will win the game. That's what it will come down to. If it's one, if it's us three, you, me, and Ty, then whoever wins that final three HOH wins the game. That's what it is. But I don't know. If you're looking to make a big move, that's me. So that's what it is. She says, okay, Kiefer, if I kept you, you won at the final three, would you cut Ty? You'd think this is a simple answer, right? Would you cut Ty? His answer is, if I'm being honest, I think I have three Sunsetters in the jury standing next to you. All I'd need is one more vote. I think I can beat you. So that's your answer.
Wasn't the question that was asked, wasn't, can you beat me? It was, will you cut him? Just say yes. It's pretty simple. I mean, the fact that Kiefer has already told Tara at this point, like, oh, I would be a jury vote for you. Like, it would be a good idea to put me on that jury because I can go and campaign for you and vote for you versus Brayden, who will be voting for Ty over you in all likely scenarios, to then compound that with, like, additionally, I would beat you at the end if you keep me here. Like, he is, again, 60% is not enough when you are the biggest threat in that house. And so, like, while it may be better than some people are doing that he is against, it is not good enough to overcome his threat level, it seems, at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So he says, I do really feel like Ty snaked me. And she says, it's going to be hard to beat Ty. And he says, absolutely. And Ty is more likely to take Brayden. And I look, I'm more likely to take you than Brayden. And it's, again, like, more likely? What does that mean? She says she says, Kiefer, but you've told me before that in a final three, Ty would take you. And Kiefer says, well, yeah, but he's for sure taking Brayden because he knows he can beat Brayden. And this is the biggest mistake, in my opinion. He is completely ceding this ground. He is saying, Ty is taking me. There's no reason for him to say this. Even if he believes it to be true, even if it is true, there's no reason for him to say this. And I don't think it's true. It's not only pointless to cede this ground, it's wrong. It's not even necessarily true. I don't know for sure what Ty would do, but given what Ty has been saying, it does not ring true to me that Ty is for sure taking Kiefer by any means. And this is the biggest thing, that Kiefer should be saying, you think Ty is going to take me? Of course he's not going to take me. He knows he can't beat me. He's a rational player. He's going to take the person he thinks he has the best chance of beating. And that's going to be you if Brayden is not there. That is the argument right in front of him. And he is so full of himself that he can't even see it because he's so sure that Ty is taking him that he doesn't think it's even worth it to try saying he won't.
Yeah, it is. Even though Ty and Brayden, who should be saying that Kiefer will take Ty, are not doing so, it is poetic that Kiefer, who has been incapable of downplaying his game for the entire season, is doing the same thing when he needs to be downplaying his threat level the most, saying, absolutely, he would not take me. I would not take him. Not, well, Brayden's definitely not going to. And even if you can't trust me, like, no, you can trust me. No uncertainty about it. I need to tell you, he will not take me. I will not take him. You are going to the end. But he's incapable of doing so because Kiefer has never been able to downplay his threat level in this game.
Mm-hmm. She says, here's the thing, Kiefer. I don't believe you would take me over Ty. And he says, and you think Brayden would? She says, well, no. He says, Brayden would want to enjoy that money with Ty. They have something. We, you know, and I'm trying not to bring this up. Why are you trying not to bring it up, Keith? Bring it up. But it's different for us. We have families. And she says, I'm with you on that, Keith. But I feel like I've always had to prove my value to you. And I feel like you've never proved yourself to me. And he says, well, that's because that's where my loyalties lied somewhere else throughout most of this game. I admit that I'm a loyal guy, but they burned me and I do not want to let them get to the end. He says, I really thought this would be an easier decision for you. There's no way that Brayden and Ty don't take each other. Here's the thing. If I win at final three, I win this game. I'm a good talker. I know I can win in that final two. But I don't know my stuff as well as Ty does. I'm just hoping that I get questions that I know. That's what I'm hoping for. And she says, well, look, I don't want to stress you out. I don't want to freak you out, but obviously I can't tell you what I'm going to do. It's like, why? It's like, bananas. And he's like, wait, like, this is okay. We've played an entire game where we've not cared about the rule that you can't tell people who you're putting up. And all of a sudden you can't tell me. Like that is a dead giveaway. She says, look, the double eviction is the only reservation I had. You voted me out. She said, and then she says, Kiefer, can you tell me again, who was in the original Sunsetters? She's looking for him to lie to her. So she has an excuse to vote him out. He lists everyone, including Tina. He does not lie to her. She says, yeah. Beth told me that Tina was in there too. He says, oh yeah, Beth told me a ton of stuff about you as well. She said that you were going to snake me the first chance you got because you saw me as a big threat. She said that I didn't want a woman to win this game. And she said, no, that's what Beth told me. And he's like, yeah, see, I didn't believe anything that Beth told me. And this is where, like, he's making a little bit of progress here. He's kind of debunked one of her points successfully. He says, look, if you cut me, I really think it'll be a mistake. There's no chance that Brayden cuts Ty. And she says, but Kiefer, you are the one that told me that you thought Brayden was playing Ty and that he would cut him. And he's like, well, maybe just with us, but not with just you. So now when it's just you, he's going to take him. Did you know he was in bed with Ty for 4 hours last night? She goes, oh, really? Well, that's confusing. Like, what is up with them? And this looks like it may have actually landed. And in the middle of this landing, Kiefer says, part of me just wants you to cut me.
Like you said, 60%, and then cuts it right back down. Like, you make progress. You can't then give the out. Like, you can't give them an out to be cutting you here, no matter what. Because when you say, like, I am okay going home, I would end up voting for you, I whatever, like, excuse you're giving them, it's an excuse where the other person, whether they have done so or not, like, you have to assume they have not. And so Kiefer is giving that excuse where Tara has already said, like, oh, I can't tell you because of production, because of bananas. Usually they're caring more about you telling the person that you are voting out than the person that you are keeping. So generally that is going to be a very negative sign. When you tell someone, I can't tell you, that means I'm not keeping you. So it seems at that point, Tara has her mind pretty made up, and Kiefer starts making a little traction with that bombshell, which Ty and Brayden, there are days left. You can spend days in bed together. Like, she's not getting fooled in the final three decision. But at that final four, like, maybe don't take those 4 hours to hang out in the HOH. It's a problem.
It's like, we've seen this before. A classic example was the Caitlyn Rockstar eviction in Big Brother 20, where it was like the people were campaigning against themselves, and it was just a matter of who was going to succeed in getting themselves evicted. I can't say that I've seen it in the final four before, but that's really just, that's been the season And it's just like, who is making the worst mistakes right now? And right now it's Kiefer for all of this talk about, I'm going to win this game. Everyone's going to take me. No, everyone's going to cut each other and take me. And that has put Tara on this path here. But she says, okay. So, he says, look, if Brayden wins that final HOH and he takes Ty, I'm voting for Brayden to win. If that's true, then Brayden wins. Period.
Yeah.
And he's saying this to Tara. I mean, I think Kiefer is all over the place in terms of where he might actually do, but he's definitely considering it. So Kiefer is not a locked in vote one way or another. She thinks that she says, look, I think all three of you are going to cut me. And he says, honestly, if I won the three, I think that I would beat you. Like, I get what you're going for, Kiefer. That you're trying to convince her that because you think you can beat her, that means that you're willing to take her. But that it hits a little different when that's all you say. When she says, I think you're going to cut me, Keith. And he says, no, I think I can beat you.
The move is not, I can beat you. It's, I don't have a shot against Ty. Ty has Brayden. He has Jed. He has Beth. I don't care if they went out mad. They were in a thruple the whole season. Obviously, they're going to vote for him. You think that, like, Victoria's not, like, that is the play. You talk about how big of a threat that other person is, why you would never take them, but not, Terry, you're so easy to beat. Obviously, I'm going to take you. Like, that is not the move.
Dude, get your speech face on and start going, Tara, I rode for those boys. I played this game for those boys and they burned me. I'm a loyal guy. I think I have a chance against anyone right now, but I know that I can't beat Ty. If I lost to Ty after I played this game so hard for him and he was burning me, I would never forgive myself. You are a parent. I should always have been working with you from the start. I am with you 1,000%. I would never, ever, ever do that to you. We're both going to get this money for our families. Either way, one way or the other, we're both getting money. That's what I want for us, Tara. Like, I tweeted this out. I was like, I want a cross cut of Dane campaigning to Anthony in the final five of Big Brother Canada 7 to Kiefer campaigning to Tara in the final four of Big Brother Canada 9, because it's a perfect, perfect encapsulation of the difference in like strategic levels of play here. Because Dane passionately argues a logical case, and Kiefer, this is a very awkward conversation full of long pauses, is like, I mean, just vote me out. But I mean, there's this, but you can just vote me out. But I guess, I don't know, is there this? But nah, just vote me out. And it's like, why? I do think I can beat you, but yeah, you know.
Yeah. And when Kiefer says that, like, he's confident if he gets to the end, he's a great talker, he's going to win. Yeah, probably. Kiefer is a great talker when it comes to, like, upping his game and making sure, like, here's all the positives. He is not so great in these scenarios where he needs to convince people of something and convince him that he is not a threat. That is ultimately not Kiefer's strong suit, as we see in this conversation specifically highlighting, where it is just an impossibility for him to be doing this efficiently.
Yeah. So she says, OK, did you have a final two with Tina? He says, yeah, day one we did. But and she interrupts. She's like, she's clearly very annoyed about this. And this, I really think, is one of the main sticking points here for her. She says, yeah, Tina's going to vote for you to win. She sacrificed her game for you, Kiefer. She didn't campaign against you because she wanted you to win. He's like, I didn't know that. Oh, man. He's like, honestly, Tara, just cut me. Just cut me loose.
Yeah, because it's not even, was Kiefer loyal to the boys or the Sunsetters over Tara? Like, even Tara was on the outside so far for him, her closest ally. She had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. Tina has said she would vote for Kiefer over Tara. So it's not a wrong read. And it's just like, on top of all the like strategic reasons, it's that personal impact of finding out that, like, you were pretty clueless of what was going on behind the scenes for a long time this season is not fun to find out for anybody.
Yeah. So that's about the last thing Kiefer says to Tara. Just cut me loose. When Arissa comes on the screen and says, everyone to the living room, because It's time for a special eviction. The final four will become the final three right now. And right now means they've got about an hour. That's what happened last time. That's when the whole, you know, they talked to Adam and filled him in on what was happening. So there's going to be more campaigning here. I imagine that Tara will speak with both Brayden and Kiefer and maybe even Ty alone before she makes this ultimate call. I do not think that she has 100% made her mind up. When she approached Kiefer, I genuinely think that she was still deciding. I think that throughout the conversation with Kiefer, she became more and more convinced that she will evict Kiefer. However, there were a couple of moments where she started to doubt it again, like when she found out that Brayden was sleeping with Ty all night. And so I think that right now she is probably, I would say, like 80% in on Kiefer. But that does not mean that she is 100% locked in. And so we don't know. And we won't know until Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of times this season we have seen it's just who gets in their ear last. And I think this could end up being who gets in their ear last ends up getting evicted for campaigning poorly.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think the best chance that Kiefer has is if Ty talks to Tara, because that might reveal to Tara the truth of the situation, and she may then change her mind. I think that she is perfectly capable of making either decision, and I think the best way for her to change her mind is if the other person screws up more.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Just with both of them being pretty passive, they're like, oh, I'll talk to Tara later. They have this final hour. I think it's going to ramp up, but both of them were thinking that they had a little more time, I think, than they're actually going to have. So to see how passively they were playing it, it was like, all right, like at least you're not actively screwing up right now. So Brayden could step this up big time, but that hasn't really been Brayden's MO. So I don't expect like a huge push from him here. Definitely something. There will be a conversation, but I think Kiefer is more likely from what we've seen to be putting his foot in his mouth in this last hour.
You know, it's weird for me. I'm just thinking about this right now. It's actually, and sometimes these appear to you and it's a little too fancy. Mm-hmm. It's a little too cute, but I think that it's in Ty's best interest for Brayden to leave here. Because if Tara cuts Kiefer, then Ty is in a spot where his best case scenario is he cuts Tara for Brayden, at which point he, as we talked about, probably loses. He can't take Tara because she cut Kiefer. His best chance to win this game is if Tara cuts Brayden here and then he cuts Kiefer at the final three to take Tara. I think that's the case.
That's tough. I think that's really tough. I think that we know in that case, a lot of people, especially like Beth, has come out like a giant Tara stan. All of a sudden, a bunch of Tara stans have popped up and Beth is one of them. And so I think that ultimately, like, is Jed going to vote for Tara over Ty? It depends how much really his vote is like controlled by Beth in that jury house. Tina is locked in over there. I think Vic, Rogue is up for grabs there. I think Vic is probably more. I'd have to sit with that. But it's possible. It's definitely possible. I think getting that Kiefer eviction is going to be a nice head on the mantle for whoever ends up getting to do it, which is why I think Tara is hesitant to let this pass her by. But I want to sit with that more before I go ahead and commit to that. But I think it's possible.
Yeah, because for me, I think Tara is cutting Ty to take Brayden in the final three if Kiefer's not there. If Kiefer is there, Tara takes Ty. If Brayden wins and takes Ty by cutting Tara, I think Brayden wins. If Ty cuts Tara to take Brayden, I still think that Brayden has Beth, Jed, Tara, maybe Kiefer, maybe Roe, maybe Tina. And I think in terms of jury votes, Ty's, okay, I'll say this. In terms of jury votes, Ty's best chance by far is he wins the final three, cuts Kiefer to take Tara. I think that's his best case scenario. His second best case scenario, the problem is I don't even think he can cut Brayden himself. I think Brayden would vote against him. So he's locked in with Brayden if Kiefer leaves here. And it's looking like it might be hard to beat Brayden. So I don't know.
And I think that Ro's vote is probably more locked for Brayden over Ty than it is for Tara over 100%. Ty, which is a key vote, I think, in either of those scenarios. And it, just like we said, Tara has a better chance of winning that final HOH if Kiefer is there. Ty also has a better chance of winning that final HOH if Kiefer is there. So that is going to impact, like, that one last move being Ty's is great. And I think that Kiefer had generally been on, like, Team Ty in terms of who he would be campaigning for in the jury, and that was a nice little, like, positive for Ty to have Kiefer there, the last jury member really getting, like, any interaction with the jury campaigning for him. But also, Kiefer thinks so highly of his game. I think Tara evicting him here, maybe he's going to be like, I want the person who bested me to win. So I think ultimately it's not as clear cut for Ty either as we may have thought.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got for you for today's update. Again, this is the final proper update of the season, but I will be back tomorrow. I'll be talking about Ty's game. I'll go over the entirety of Ty's game throughout the season. So make sure you tune in for that. 11 a.m. Eastern is when that will start. I think we really don't even know for sure who's going to be evicted between Kiefer and Brayden. I would prefer to not have a fourth game recap to do, so we may end up holding off on those final two. I'm not entirely sure what the schedule will look like quite yet, but either way, we'll have the tie, and then I'll do Tara on Monday, and we'll do those roundtable on Tuesday. We'll have the episode recap on Monday, and then we'll head into Wednesday and Thursday. So that will be fun stuff for us here. So that's about what we have. You can, of course, find me on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I'll be going over tons of stuff there as well. There's tons to talk about here in terms of what the right move is, what might happen depending on what move does happen. Check me out on Twitch. Later tonight, we're gonna have a live Circle roundtable talking about episode 12 of The Circle season 2, as well as the week at large. Tune in for all of it. Scally, where can people find you?
There you go. Anything I'm doing, I will be posting about on Twitter @Brian_Scally, whether that's popping up on streams or the challenge. While the main season is finishing up, All Stars is still going, and 37 seems to have hit a little bit of a hurdle with filming, but I'm sure that'll come out as soon as they can. Talking about the challenge with Matt Liguori over on the Dom and Colin podcast. So check that out.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us all season long on these updates. I hope that you felt updated across the season here. It was a wild ride throughout. Definitely an interesting one to be updating all throughout the season. So thank you guys so much for joining me on this this wild journey. And I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.